You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. You won't want to miss today's show because we're going to be talking about the safest things to do as soon as you get your Mavic Pro. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and like always, we are so appreciative that you're spending a few minutes with us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. Today, I'm excited, Rob.
Yeah, I'm excited too. It's funny because when I first played, because what kind of happens is we'll go through the questions, I'll play them for Paul, we'll decide if it's a good question. I went ahead and played this one and think, oh, we're not going to do this. But you jumped right on it. And yeah. I understand why. I just didn't know that we'd go this direction, but it's really cool. I'm excited that some folks are going to learn a little bit about this from you here today, unexpectedly. So hope you enjoy it.
Definitely. Let's play the question.
David Shimersky, is there any video on how to set up and fly the Mavic Pro for the first time?
So, love the succinctness of that question. I think ultimately
very succinct.
Very, very succinct. Maybe the most succinct question we've ever had. But I think he was asking us, can you direct me to a place to watch a video? And so we thought, Paul thought, let's just do one.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of videos already on YouTube. I'm sure half of you YouTube watchers right now are just being like, what is going to be different on this show than any other YouTube video I've seen? Actually, a lot. A lot of these YouTubers don't have a collegiate level understanding of a lot of the systems and engineering that kind of go into these drones and fundamental misunderstandings. And I'm hoping to give you some information that is not only going to help you reduce your liability, but also reduce your risk. I was going to mix those two words together. Reduce your risk, reduce your liability, but improve your flight experience or elevate your experience.
Yeah, because there are a lot of things that can be done with this drone. It's incredible.
It really is. But there's a lot of things that can also go wrong if you don't know what you're doing. Like, for example, did you know that Casey Neistat is now on his 17th Mavic Pro? And unless you have $17,000 to spend on this drone, the things you'll learn here can really help you out because there are things that can affect your drone and cause you to crash before you even take off from the ground. So we're going to talk to you today about what all is the smart thing to do. So first things first, obviously you got your drone. Make sure to download the new DJI Go app. This is Go 4, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people think that the old DJI Go app will work. It will, but you won't have all the functionality. So make sure you download the new DJI Go 4 app.
Just to clarify, what is the DJI Go 4 applicable to? Is it just the Phantom 4 Pro?
Phantom 4 Pro, Mavic Pro, Inspire 2.
Okay,
so
cool.
Anyway, you'll also notice when you first get your remote that these little antennas feel like they don't really move. They're stuck together. You just have to use some force and actually move them. You always want your antennas to face out like this. If you point your antenna to the drone like such, that's actually the worst thing you can do. The signal actually comes out from the flat side, so you really want to articulate these so you get as much coverage as possible. Now, don't hold your remote down like this, if I'm standing up holding like that, because now we're just putting the signal down to the ground, and the opposite end is going straight to your face. So it's not going to be very good as far as signal-wise goes.
Right. Yeah.
But the DJI Mavic Pro does have probably the best video signal I have ever seen. I love the fact that from different drones, you can switch from 2.4 to 5.8 gigahertz in the app if you do have it. Now, when you first get your Mavic, it's going to be all folded up. So let me fold mine back up. I'm going to fold the props up and then fold this side back and fold the props up again. So you'll notice with your Mavic Pro that there are a few pieces of plastic on there already, and some people didn't quite understand what these are for. I've been seeing a lot on the DJI Facebook user groups, a lot of things that people just kind of don't understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like why they're like, well, why would I have this black plastic thing on the gimbal cover when I never use the gimbal cover? Sometimes the gimbal cover is really good if you're taking off in places where it's really dusty or really sandy.
Mm-hmm.
So to have this protection is actually really awesome. Also, if there's like a lot of bugs or it's raining outside, but you have the minimum visibility to fly, you can use this to get some really cool shots.
Hmm.
I recommend not flying with this on, but if you do fly with it on, you'll notice a little bit more glare, so you can get some cinematic glare out of it, which is kind of cool. There
you go. At a minimum, you should travel with it on.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, don't throw away that black piece. Always travel with the gimbal protector on. That's super important. You'll also notice there is one more clamp inside the gimbal, and it kind of locks down in and over the rear motor. You have to take that out as soon as you get your drone. If you power your drone up with this clamp on, you could ruin the gimbal. I've seen it. Now, a lot of people have been asking me, Rob, all right, I broke my Mavic. How long is it going to take for DJI to get replacement parts? I've got bad news. So far, right now, the word on the street is September.
For parts.
For parts.
Oh, wow.
So I highly, highly recommend you get the Care Fresh program from DJI, because if anything goes wrong with it, including water damage, like you dropped it in the water, you'll get a new Mavic, which is much better than waiting until September for that replacement part. So when you first get it, you take off the gimbal clamps. We've taken off both. I'm going to unfold the front arms. Notice that I'm folding out, but the rear arms you fold out by going down. So a lot of people,
that could throw some people.
Yeah,
could
so
see
again,
some broken arms coming out of that.
Forward arm, yep, moves out. Rearward arm moves down to lock. Okay, mm-hmm. We want to move out our propellers. Just
do those lock
them out
into place?
They do not lock into place. Okay. No. But do know that when you start up, you should just let the engine spin for about 5 seconds just to make sure that all of the blades straighten out properly.
So is it important to straighten them before you take off?
It's helpful.
Okay.
It's not really that important.
Not a necessity per se. It's not a safety issue or taking care of the drone issue, but why not?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
So now, just so you guys know, I have an iPhone 6S, so I got to take my phone out of the case. The remote that I got was made for an iPhone. Now, I've seen people flying their Mavics on just their iPhone or just their whatever they're using, like an Android device or tablet. I highly recommend against that.
You mean not using the joysticks is what you're saying?
No. These people are not using the joysticks and they're using just
right.
their phone. So
right.
they take all control over from the phone.
Oh, wow.
Highly recommend against that. You should always use the remote. The transmitters and receivers in this remote outpower your phone 10 or 20 to 1.
Okay.
It's astronomically more powerful.
So does that mean, I don't know if I'm understanding that completely, does that mean you have more risk of flyaways and things like that
yeah,
if you
so
use
if
your phone?
If your phone dies for whatever reason while mm-hmm. you're in flight and you don't have the controller, how are you going to control the drone home?
Will it come home automatically?
If it's got a good GPS signal. But
okay.
What if you didn't set the return to home altitude properly?
Hence old Casey maybe having 17 Mavics,
yeah,
particularly.
Right. Flying in between tall buildings.
Mm-hmm. Losing,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So I got my Mavic. I've taken my clamps off. I put the props out. Now, first thing that you should do before you go outside is an IMU calibration. You're going to fire up the controller first, then fire up the drone, and you're going to calibrate the IMU. That's like the gyroscopes inside this thing. So if I turn on, which is you press down and then press and hold. So press down, then press and hold. Okay. And then I'm going to go to DJI Go 4. So here I'm at. Now it says Addy mode here, but you cannot actually toggle to attitude mode, which really kind of sucks. But if I wanted to calibrate the IMU, I would just go IMU. Okay. Here we go.
So you're running through what people should do.
Yeah,
what
so
you're doing.
The first thing you should do is an IMU calibration. Will your drone fly without an IMU calibration? Yes, it will. But the whole idea is to make sure that the IMU is operating properly. If it doesn't operate properly, you could lose your drone. So this is one way you could lose your drone.
Okay.
So if you go into the main controller settings, so if you check out my phone here, main controller, top left corner, you see the drone symbol. Go down to advanced settings, and then go down to sensors, and then see it says AC1, AC2, and then where it says calibrate IMU, you just calibrate the IMU. Now, here's a pro tip. if you fly in the cold or it's cold where you live, you should calibrate your IMU at a colder temperature because your drone will fire up faster in the cold temperatures and be ready to fly faster than normal. Okay, so we're going to get out of that. The next thing that we want to do, you know what? I left the gimbal clamp on and it's telling me get aircraft motor overloading, remove gimbal clamp. So see, I did the very thing I told people not to do, which is bad. So take that off. Don't lose those. Now, a lot of people are wondering what the light in the back means. When the back light strobes green, it means your home point has been recorded. So if you go off and fly and you lose radio signal for whatever reason, your home point has been recorded. So the drone will actually fly back to your home point. So, all right, I've got, as you guys can see here on the side camera, I've got... Well, you can see the computer and the little area, the door, and there's some sound dampening material back there.
Sorry, what did you do to get the home recorded?
It won't get a home point to be recorded in here because we're inside of a building.
Okay.
But when you're outside, it'll do it automatically. See, right now it's like green, green, which means it can see like four or five satellites, but we're not going to get a GPS lock.
Okay.
So... when we go outside for the first time, I highly recommend you do a compass calibration, which again, if we go into the main menu and then we go to compass, we calibrate our compass. Now, this drone has two compasses in it, which is different from a Phantom 3. Not different from Phantom 4, though, but different from a Phantom 3. Once we do that, I feel the fan from that thing kick on.
Yeah,
must
heard
be
it.
Creating some real heat up there. Now, once you do that, there's a couple things you're going to want to do. Like, for example, it normally comes with, you know, maximum flight altitudes. I've got mine set to 120. Enable max distance so you can set your maximum distance. By the way, this thing will fly really far. Don't try to find out how far it'll fly. You'll end up hurting someone or someone else or lose the drone. And then that action has a very real effect on the drone community as a whole. So try not to fly beyond visual line of sight, simply because, well, if you crash and hurt someone, you could be sued and a lot of us could lose our freedom to fly. So don't fly like a stupid guy. Don't try to fly it as high as you can. If you have beginner mode turned on, which is if you just bought this, it will be turned on. You can turn that off because you're going to want to turn that off if you want to fly further than 30 feet away from yourself, which is really important.
That's funny.
Yeah, right? As far as your advanced settings, most new users, you're not going to want to mess with your expos or gains or your sensitivity. I will say, because there are only two flight modes, there's sport mode and GPS mode, there's only so much manipulation you can really do to the controls. If we had an attitude mode in here, your expos and your gain sensitivity would really matter. But if you find that the controls are too sensitive for you, you can go into the intelligent flight mode. So if I put my drone into GPS, and then you'll see on the bottom left corner here, the little remote control symbol, we can click that and go into tripod mode. And tripod mode, it's telling me warning, aircraft cannot take off because there's no GPS in here. But tripod mode makes the controls geriatric. So if you move...
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
We did that on Friday.
Yeah, you remember Friday. That. You remember that. So if we move all the way forward, our drone's only going to move like 2 or 3, 4 miles an hour faster.
If that.
Now you'll see on our main screen too, the little red and yellow bars right here. That is our obstacle avoidance. Because the drone only has two flight modes and they both utilize GPS, your obstacle avoidance will always work.
Okay.
I think that's pretty cool. You'll notice too here that you've got like your camera settings, ISO, shutter speed, exposure value. You can change the exposure value with this wheel right here. So notice if I go left, I'm making the image darker or changing the exposure value to a negative. If I go, see right here, I can go really light, but I may overexpose a little bit. The other wheel here, that adjusts your tilt. Now, if you see this tilt, This is actually really fast. This is too fast for me. If you want cinematic motions, you're going to have to slow that down.
Can you in the settings?
Yeah, slow so that let's down? Figure out how really quick. Normally, if you go to the remote setting, let's see, remote controller calibration, stick mode. We want our stick mode to be 5D button customization. So you can actually customize this little joystick here. That's kind of cool. Up means the camera goes forward, up and down. Oh, that's cool. Interesting. So it goes from full nadir up to point. And then left is zoom in and zoom out. So you can do a digital zoom.
It's amazing. This is an amazing little bird.
All right, we're going back to tilt speed. Okay, hold on. Oh, there's no tilt speed here. You can set the C1 and C2 buttons. So C1, advanced camera settings, or center autofocus is what I'm going to use for C1. So C1. Okay. All right, so I did not see the fact that that control setting in the controller.
That you can slow it down?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's on an HD aircraft battery. It's amazing how small this battery is. I mean, literally, this battery has the same amount of power that a Phantom 2 battery had, and yet it's half the size.
Right, which gives it the long flight time. What is it, 28
minutes? 28 minutes, yeah. And that's flown longer than that for me. All right, so if we go to gimbal settings, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 from the top or a second from the bottom, the gimbal mode you can change follow and free or follow and FPV. So FPV mode probably rolls the camera along with the drone. Advanced settings, gimbal speed, here we go.
Nice.
So 29 is what I have it set to right now. Standard is like 50. Let's go to 22. Let's go to 20. Not quite there yet. Let's go to 10. Oh, yeah. 10 is nice and smooth.
I can see that. Wow, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
it's a big difference.
If we look at this, this is 10.
But if your objective is just to get that adjusted quickly, obviously this would not be the setting for you. This is more for cinematic movements.
Exactly. This is for cinematic movements. But if you wanted to move it quickly, you could just adjust the 5D button up right here and go up and down really fast.
True. While keeping the setting at 10.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to leave our gimbal speed at 10. I really like that. Enable gimbal tilt limit to 30 degree. We're going to leave that off. Enable synchronized gimbal pan follow. That's when, if you notice, to fire up the motors, if I move my stick left or right, that's the gimbal kind of foreseeing your turn and moving into the turn. That's what that does. Enable synchronized gimbal pan follow. That's really important. Gimbal pitch buffer, you can change that speed. I have mine set to 10. All right, adjust gimbal roll. So if you notice that your horizon is not quite straight, this is how you can adjust your gimbal roll. So there's mine right there. All right, we'll go back to gimbal settings. Gimbal auto calibration and centering camera, you can do that as well. All right, so I've gone over the main settings. The other buttons that you should be aware of, your return to home button. I tell people you should never rely on return to home. You should always know where the drone is in the sky. And if you're wondering on how to get a full training of the Mavic Pro, we've got one coming up at the Drone U, which you can sign up to be a member of Drone U and get all of our classes for one low price. That being said, we've got so many other settings on here, and I can go into more settings on how to set your camera up for the best video and whatnot, but we'll probably go into that in the next podcast because someone did ask that question.
That's right.
And we do have information from DJI on the settings that they used while filming.
You're going to go a little bit deeper on how to best utilize this drone in the next episode.
Definitely, definitely. If you are a new user too, if we're going back to our general settings, so beginner mode is off, enable max distance, advanced settings. Okay, our sensors are good. Smart return to home. What is smart return to home? If you are flying from a boat and you move from one location to your starting location, for example, So let's say we started down the river and we moved 5 miles down the river. Smart Go Home is going to tell us that 2.5 miles down the river, in order to fly back to our location, we're going to need the available battery power and it's going to fly to home. So if you're flying from moving objects or you are moving yourself, you are going to want to turn off Smart Return to Home, okay? You can also turn on or off the front LEDs. I personally like to have them off. If you're a new pilot, I recommend having them on. They're going to be big red lights, so you can always remember that the red lights are like red eyes in the sky, so you always know which way your drone is facing. Mm-hmm. For those of you new drone pilots, I'm sure our normal listeners have heard me say this time and time again. You know, most people crash when they lose orientation. So when you fly your drone for the first time, it's normally going to be facing the same direction as you. As soon as you turn it around, the controls are going to be reversed. So everything is going to fly differently. The roll will be inverted. The pitch will be inverted. So make sure when you fly your drone and you're new, that as soon as you turn the camera around and it faces you, your controls are going to change. So just make sure you're aware of that.
And that's something to really work on, like to spend disciplined time getting used to.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, so let's go back down to general settings. Here you can change your measurement unit to imperial or metric. This is essentially on the bottom of the screen where it tells you your telemetry, like how fast you're going, vertical speed, horizontal speed. It's going to tell you in miles per hour or it can tell you in meters per second. If you notice, a lot of older guys will do in the metric for meters per second, because when we first got drones, we could only do meters per second. There was no imperial. Which is funny, that's how far we've come in the last 2 years. Enable hardware decoding, you're going to want to turn that on. This is going to help us have a faster experience in the app. Let's see, enable manual focusing. If you want to have focus pulling, you can totally do that. I love having manual focus on my Inspire. That's my bigger drone. And the way that you do that, let's see, enable manual focusing. The way that you do that is this green square up here. You can use to change your exposure or your focus. So if I want to change my exposure to over here, that's great. If I want to use the manual focus, I'm going to go back to the green and then set my focus point. I like having manual focus on. So long press action, that's when you actually tap and hold the screen. And you'll notice that I can actually adjust the gimbal speed with my finger. Notice though, I can't move my camera from side to side. You'll need an Inspire for that. Here you can also select your live broadcasting platform. So if you want to do Facebook Live, again, you just go here, a follow up, top right corner, bottom left button. So see the gimbal thing and right below that, general settings, select live broadcast platform. And we can go to Facebook right there or YouTube, whatever you want to use. Show flight route, that's really important. Catchy map in the background. I recommend that you turn catchy map in the background on. Why? If someone ever says they were flying right over their pool, right over their young teenage daughters, and you were spying on their little boobies, this can prove you right and them wrong. The catchy map in the background can prove that you weren't spying on teenage boobies.
Please don't spy on any boobies.
Yeah.
Much less. I can't even say the word because it makes me sick.
Catchy map in the background is the thing that saved David Boggs' booty. Remember that case where his drone got shot out of the sky and the guy was like, you were hovering 10 feet over my pool. The guy didn't have a pool. David Boggs was at 238 feet. Proven because he had catchy map in the background on. Now, Geosystem. If you're a new pilot and you know nothing about airspace, you should have Geosystem turned on. If you don't know the rules, hobbyist pilots, you may not fly within 5 miles to an airport unless you call the tower and notify them. If you're a commercial pilot, you have to have permission from air traffic control. All right. So video cache, people are going to totally make fun of me because I'm on the internet and I just said cache. Oh my God. They're going to think I'm so stupid and make fun of me. So you know what?
Corrected yourself right away, so it's
go ahead, homies. Make fun of me. I just don't care. So cache during video shooting, do not turn this off unless you want a slow app, lose video signal all the time. What this does is saves video to your to your phone, but it also slows down the app, and you'll find after flying a bunch that you won't even have video signal because it's slowing down the app so much. Flight logs, super important to have flight logs on. It should be automatically on. You can view your flight logs from the first screen when you open up DJI Go. It's the top right. It looks like a plus. And then you go to flight record, and it shows you. Let me pull up my Mavic. So see, it says DU Mavic Pro. What level I'm on? Rob, I'm on level 250,000.
Wow.
I didn't even know you could go that high. And then it'll say like footprints, like what countries you've flown in, top distance, max takeoff altitude, and top speed. My top speed is 44.3 miles an hour. Max takeoff altitude, 5,800 feet. Top distance, 35,991 feet. That's pretty far for one Mavic flight.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so we can go back, go fly. If you notice, this app glitches out a lot. So I would recommend, you know, you're going to have to learn to, you know, close the app out completely and reopen it because it does glitch out. Okay, so we talked about Geosystem, the device name, and about. We don't care about any of that stuff. I think I've covered most. Oh, I forgot about a couple things. Okay, something really important. Here in the top right, it shows my battery percentage and my battery voltage. This battery voltage will change as soon as I turn on the motors because that's the difference between having loaded and unloaded batteries. Loaded batteries means essentially like the motors are working, it's drawing amperage from the battery, it's like an active draw. It's a consistent active draw. So when I'm flying around, if my battery gets to 3.6 volts and I'm flying around, I know it is time to come home. This is so important. This can save you from crash after crash after crash because this is like your mental note. Is the battery at 3.6? Okay, I should probably come home or start thinking about it. Luckily, the Mavic, when you get to 3.6 volts, you'll still have probably 5 minutes or so of flight time. But for most drones, 3.6, especially DJI drones, 3.6 is your magic number. So don't forget, 3.6. How much? 3.6. And that means it is time to come home. How do you turn on and start the motors? I'm not sure it's going to let me because, oh, it's going to let me use vision. So we're going to fly in here really quick, Rob. So hold on to your papers.
Oh, boy.
So the way that we turn the drone on and
start... By the way, this is not advisable.
To do what?
Fly inside like this.
It's not advisable for new people.
It's not advisable, especially in a 10 by 10 room.
So if I put the... Here, let me show these guys one more time. If I put the sticks down and in, it's really important to just do this fast and quick. Otherwise, the drone will move around on you. So down and in... And notice the motors start right away, okay? And I don't recommend doing the auto takeoff or auto land. I don't recommend taking off in grass because the grass will damage the gimbal and the camera. So take off from a flat surface. You can get the little extenders. I know Philip Bloom is all about the extenders, but what Philip Bloom doesn't understand is that they negatively affect the flight performance and how the drone is going to act and react to the wind. So I don't recommend having those extenders on because you'll find that it's actually going to ruin your flight experience. Just try to take off from concrete or something flat. You can get a launch pad. You can get a piece of acrylic plastic from Lowe's for like $50 and paint it. Whatever you want to do, just make sure you don't take off in grass and you don't take off on dirt because those two things are going to ruin this drone. It is my opinion that this is probably the most technologically advanced drone on the market right now. I mean, if you look at this drone, the motors are cantered in opposing directions. Like they're not actually level and flat. This battery can make this drone fly for longer distances than the Phantom 4 or the Phantom 4 Pro. So it's hyper efficient. You know, it's got downward facing, you know, obstacle avoidance, forward facing obstacle avoidance. It works at pretty high speeds. Like that's a big deal as well. With this app and the ability to control the camera and set the camera settings, take bracketed shots, shoot 4K video. This is like by far the most advanced drone on the market. Can you have a business off of this drone? A simple business? Yes, you totally can. Is this a drone for all instances? No. This drone is actually going to be limited by the weather. So over 15 miles an hour, this thing's not really going to be useful. Now, before you go out and fly this drone, don't forget to check the weather, but also don't forget to check the KP index. This is the magnetic radiation, or excuse me, not magnetic. This is the radiation from the sun from solar flares. If it's above 5, your compass is not going to be able to speak to the satellites above, which means a flyaway. Since this drone doesn't have attitude mode, there's really no way that I can teach you how to stop a flyaway other than make sure you don't take off in areas with a lot of magnetic interference. Make sure there's not reinforced rebar. There's not steel objects around. When you do a compass calibration, make sure you don't have your phone or your watch on your hand. There's just a lot of things to be aware of that could interfere with the drone. So make sure you don't have those things around. The battery will take about 45 minutes to an hour to charge. Never leave the battery charging and unattended when those two things should never, ever happen. I've seen people's houses burn down because of that. So we'll end the show with, you know, the last thing to do is take off and then land. Make sure you take off and land with the drone facing the same direction as you. Yes, you can hand catch the Mavic. It's going to pull away from you a little bit. So I just recommend landing it on another hard surface like concrete. Again, watch out for points of interference. But guys, unless Rob has any more questions.
I think
I exhausted
it. You went crazy. That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I hope that answers his question.
I hope it answers his question too. So,
by the way, what it could do is generate follow-up questions. So if you have those, send them in.
Yeah, ask@droneu.com.
That's right.
But on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.